Mean-spirited and appalling, or is it, as the government says, the only way to stop people smugglers promising asylum seekers a journey and a life in Australia via Indonesia? Announcing changes to the immigration laws yesterday, the Minister Scott Morrison said that refugees registered with the UN in Indonesia would no longer be resettled in Australia, setting a cut-off date of June 30th this year. The Minister's also announced there will be fewer resettlement places from Indonesia. That announcement was met with outrage from refugee groups and the Greens. And it comes as a new campaign is launched, featuring a range of Australian actors and sporting celebrities and others, calling for an end to the detention of children.
I believe that every child deserves a safe and supportive environment.
I believe every child deserves to feel hope.
To never be hurt by others.
I believe that every child deserves a right just to be a child.
I believe every child deserves to feel secure about their future.
We're better than this.
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 The campaign is launched by a group called We're Better Than This Australia, which is an online movement opposing the detention of children. And it features Deborah Mailman, Brian Brown, Ian Chappell, Janet Holmes of Court, Ida Buttrose, Marta Dusseldorp, and just to name a few, lots of very prominent Australians in that ad campaign. Well, Michelle Grattan joins us now. Michelle, hello, or should I say bonjour?
Hi, friend.
The French President François Hollande will be the fourth and final world leader to visit Canberra over the past week. After this visit, though, Michelle, the Abbott government will really flick the switch back to its domestic agenda. This tough new twist on stopping the boats, as we heard on AM, the Minister Scott Morrison announcing Australia won't settle any asylum seeker who's registered or been declared a refugee in Indonesia after the 1st of July. So even if asylum seekers get in the so-called queue, they won't be able to come here, Michelle.
I think it's a very harsh measure, Fran, and I also think that it's interesting that the government's going off on this new direction when you would have thought it perhaps had other areas to concentrate on. For example, there's still a terrible problem in Papua New Guinea, because there you have, more than 1,000 people who are being processed, but the PNG government has gone back to tours on the agreement about resettlement in that country, those found to be refugees. It's now reconsidering that whole process. You would have thought that perhaps that was a priority it should be looking at, our government should be looking at, to try and get that matter sorted out, and also getting the children out of the incarceration that they're in at the moment. So
instead, the minister is focusing on the stop the boats mantra, and he says this is all about draining the pool in Indonesia. I notice a senior immigration official is quoted in The Australian today saying the impact will be huge. Asylum seekers will stay in Indonesia longer. But Michelle, remember the expert panel that Julia Gillard appointed, who went around the region and came up with their report? They found taking more refugees from the immigration centre in Indonesia was the key to stopping people getting on boats in desperation. So the government taking less is sort of counterintuitive, isn't it? Couldn't it force more people onto boats?
Well, Scott Morrison, as we've heard, said, well, they know they can't get here anyway, that the way is closed. And I guess the expert panel's recommendation was before we had the offshore solution that Kevin Rudd came up with. But I do think it puts a lot of pressure on Indonesia, and particularly important at this time, Fran, it puts a lot of pressure on the new relationship with the relationship with the new Indonesian president. Now, we did hear that Indonesia has been in discussions on this matter in the last few weeks.
Well, we heard the plan was discussed with the Indonesian government.
Yes, but we don't know the content of those discussions or the detailed reaction of the Indonesian government, and I think that it's certainly very controversial at that foreign policy level as well as of itself.
Michelle, meanwhile, attention heading back to the budget, just two sitting weeks to go for this year. Cabinet, I understand, will meet this Friday. The government will only be putting into the Senate measures it knows it has the numbers for, it can get through. That means we're likely to end the year with things like the higher education reforms, the Medicare co-payment in limbo. This makes things tough for the government domestically as they're trying to, you know, give the image of being under control. Free trade agreements aside, how do you think this is working out for them?
Well, certainly the free trade agreements, it's met its objective, it's worked out very well. But on the budget, it's a very patchy result to end the year on. A number of measures that at various times the government expressed confidence that it could cut deals, that the Senate would finally give way, that's not happened. And of course we'll soon get the mid-year budget review, and that's going to show that the figures are pretty bad, and that's the central objective of the government that it's been pursuing, to get debt and deficit under control. So I think its marks on that score are going to fall pretty short as well.
Okay. And Michelle, the news yesterday of the death of the former Liberal Senator Reg Withers at the age of 90. Reg Withers, famously known as the toe cutter. He was the leader of the Liberals in the Senate during the time of the dismissal. And he was absolutely, his role was in really enforcing, making sure anyone got nervous about blocking supply stayed with them on their side of the chamber.
He was a very tough player, there's no doubt about that, and he was one who didn't give an inch, but he was also someone who really enjoyed his politics, who sort of took a particular delight in the political play, and I think he'll be remembered for that as well as for his toughness. He was certainly one of the colourful characters of his era.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.